Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. In Tel Aviv, the day begins with clear skies and a gentle breeze. Jerusalem is waking up to mild temperatures, while Haifa experiences a pleasant morning. It's a perfect day to be outside in many parts of Israel. Here are today's headlines. First, from Australian Jewish News, 3 hours ago, Jewish leaders hail a deal as a historic opportunity. They welcome the Israel-Lebanon-US agreement for its potential to bring lasting security and stability. Also, Ynet reports from 3 hours ago that Israel marks 1,000 days since October 7th with protests, exhibits, and a mass rally. Events began early this morning and will continue throughout the day. Also this hour, Walla reports a shooting in Haifa just 18 minutes ago. A young man was killed and 2 others were seriously injured on Haganah Boulevard. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reports from 91 minutes ago that the Elections Committee has ordered the removal of a Netanyahu video pending a final ruling. The video includes remarks made during a situational assessment with the IDF's senior command. And finally, from JNS 3 hours ago, 1,000 days after October 7th, the Jewish people stand proud. Despite ongoing challenges, Israel and the Jewish community remain strong and determined. Here's what people are saying online. Naya Lecht, an Israeli-American commentator, posted an hour ago that October 7th was a global war against Jews. She warns against viewing it as a conflict limited to one region. Danny Danan, a former Israeli ambassador, also shared his thoughts an hour ago. He highlights Israel's long-standing warnings about Hamas infiltrating UNRWA. He urges the international community to take these warnings seriously after UNRWA dismissed 70 employees linked to terror organizations. The Times of Israel noted an hour ago that the 22nd Maccabiah Games have kicked off in Jerusalem. With 5,000 athletes from around the world participating, it's a significant event for sports and cultural exchange. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Israel-Lebanon-US agreement, as reported by Australian Jewish News. This deal is being praised by Jewish leaders in Australia as a turning point for regional peace. It involves diplomatic efforts and a commitment to security, aiming to stabilize the area and prevent future conflicts. The agreement's success could redefine regional alliances and promote economic cooperation. Turning to the events, marking 1,000 days since October 7th, Ynet provides coverage of the memorials and rallies. These events commemorate the day of the Hamas attack, involving roadblocks and survivor testimonies. The anniversary is a reminder of ongoing security challenges and a call for resilience and unity among Israelis. Meanwhile, the Walla report on the Haifa shooting highlights the city's struggles with violence. The incident involved 3 young men, with one tragically losing his life. This shooting underscores the need for effective law enforcement and community safety measures in urban areas. Separately, the Jerusalem Post's news about the Netanyahu video reflects ongoing political tensions. The Elections Committee's decision to remove the video pending a ruling shows the scrutiny political communication faces in Israel. This move could impact political discourse and campaigns in the country. And finally, JNS highlights the unwavering spirit of the Jewish people, 1,000 days after the October 7th attack. Despite being under siege, the community remains determined to thrive and uphold its cultural and national identity. This resilience is vital in navigating the complex geopolitical landscape. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports Airwallex has raised $320 million for AI expansion in Israel. The global payments firm now values at $11 billion and plans to enhance its AI-driven financial products. Separately, CTEC notes Israel's recent order of hundreds of radar systems from Magos. These systems are designed to improve detection and classification of fiber-optic drones, enhancing battlefield awareness. And finally, Globes explores the shekel's recent weakness. Analysts discuss the risk assessments and market movements behind the currency's shift, which impacts Israel's economic stability. That's your Israel 18 News update. For this morning, we'll be back with more at 5 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.